Good morning. This is Josh Clark with your quick daily devotion coming from Nehemiah chapter 4, verses 14. So yesterday in church, the pastor was going over this, and one of the verses just especially stood out to me, and meditating on it this morning and excited to share it with you. But first, let me give you a little context. So what we have here is Nehemiah is living a very comfortable life. He's serving as a cupbearer in a Persian royal court when he learns that his people, his Jewish brethren, are suffering, that they're in distress. And so he's moved with compassion. He fasts, he prays, and he does something. In fact, he puts his life at great risk by boldly asking the king if he can go and have not only his permission, but his blessing and his support to go do something about his people and their condition that they're living in. And so amazingly, by a miracle, the king gives his blessing. And so he goes to Jerusalem to rebuild the walls. And you think, okay, whew, I've got materials, I've got the blessing of the king, I've got letters, I'm ready to go. But immediately, of course, what happens? It seems like every time, you know, we're praying about something, we get a breakthrough, and then we take action, and then, you know, things may go smoothly for a moment, and then another challenge, right? And then things may go smoothly for a little bit, and another challenge. And you know, these challenges that require us and force us, and certainly me, to not live in my comfort zone and to completely rely upon God. And so when he gets there, again, the challenges begin to unfold. First, the people who dislike the Israelites, they begin to mock them. And they say, ha, they'll never succeed at this. And so, how discouraging is that when the people around you are mocking you, making fun of you, saying you don't know what you're doing, you're not equipped for what you're doing. And then as soon as you succeed, then they say, you think, okay, we showed them, didn't we? No, they decide they're going to kill you. Secretly, they're going to go about killing you and trying to destroy the morale of the people. And so that's where we're at this point. And so they're the enemies of Israel right there in their land, right there in their midst, are hatching a plan to kill them, to disrupt everything. And so we pick up. Nehemiah says, "And I looked and arose and said to the nobles, to the leaders, and to the rest of the people, do not be afraid of them. Remember the Lord, great and awesome, and fight for your brethren, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your houses." And so I want to read this one more time. I think it's so cool how Nehemiah, as he's addressing the leaders, how he says, again, "And I looked and arose." He saw the challenge and he arose and he said to the nobles, to the leaders, and to the rest of the people. Now here it is. "Do not be afraid of them." How many times do we need to hear that? And I hear God saying to you and I this morning, whatever the challenge is, whatever you're up against, do not be afraid. And then he goes on to say, "Remember the Lord, great and awesome." Remember the Lord, great and awesome. That's who he is. "And fight for your brethren, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your houses." And so this just encourages me this morning, whatever God has given you to do, go about it with excellence. Go about it with passion. Go all out. Do it for your friends. Do it for your brethren. Do it for your family. Do it for those around you. You know, it's not about just you. Go do it for others. And remember the Lord, that he is great and he is awesome. And whatever the challenge is that's coming up against you, it pales in comparison to who the Lord is. And that ultimately, that is who we're doing it for. Yes, in service to others, but we're doing it for him and for doing his work, then he's going to be looking out for us, isn't he? And so let's pray. Father God, I just pray that you would just give us, just help us to be fearless this morning as we go about what you've called us to do. As you go about, we go about the work. And Father, help us to realize that whether it's ministry, out, you know, quote unquote ministry, or whether it's our, you know, a vocation that we're going about that seems to be secular in nature, Father, help us to realize that it's all for you. If we're doing it for you, it's for you and for your glory. And so whether, regardless of what it is our ministry unto you. Help us to do it for you and help us to do it in service to others. And Father, help us to remember that you are great, that you are awesome, that you are powerful, and you are on our side. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Now, if this episode has encouraged you, you can download other episodes on my podcast. It's Quick Daily Devotion with Josh Clark. And you can also go to my blog, beacatalyst.com, where you'll find not only the podcast recordings, but also other resources as well. You can also sign up and register for our email notifications. All right, now let's go out there and make it a super ultra awesome, fantastic day. God bless.